We know that in the globalization process, all these other responsible corporate sector, now they have been merged into a one category or as a one force. So for us, we are a very small country and very little nation in the world. So we have to build alliances, networks within the North and South partners to get together and have a common voice for sustainable development through the sustainable practices of agriculture-based economics in our part of the world. In terms of a rural community, we have to bring this message and the courage and also that this is possible. You know, in our countries, people think this is impossible in the globalization economics. But if you can say this has been practiced in this part of the world and it has been successful of overcome hunger in that part of the world, and this is for you also, this is suitable and this can be done. The only thing is if you have a will to do this, there is a way to do that.
What are the main constraints in your communities?
The lack of political will and also the kind of a safety net to secure the people who are practicing the organic or sustainable agriculture practices in Sri Lanka. To convert this mega-scale input agriculture to kind of a sustainable, integrated, organic agriculture, there should be a kind of a time frame and it should be protected by the governments. And the other one is there are so many African, Latin American and Asian countries who have already practiced and benefited the agriculture that can be afforded by the rural communities and where these rural communities can get their day-to-day food out of these cultivation systems.